Peterborough City Council has voted to propose an amendment to Provincial Bill 242, seeking clarity in the rules regarding the removal of tent encampments in public spaces. The City of Peterborough has applied for two newly announced provincial programs intended to address homelessness and expand housing capacity, but accepting this funding would come with a condition that municipalities who receive this funding would need to enforce the removal of tent encampments in public spaces, as Mayor Jeff Leal confirmed here.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to listen to Minister Calandra deliver remarks at a meeting of municipal leaders in Kingston just last Friday, and he made it very clear that applications for funding of the two programs that the Government of Ontario announced in December, he's only going to approve applications that that remove and eliminate encampments in communities.
The provincial legislation does require there to be shelter spaces available before a municipality can displace the residents of an encampment in a public space. However, the City of Peterborough is seeking further clarity in the legislation about the shelter rules. So, on January 13th, Peterborough City Council voted in favor of suggesting an amendment to this Bill 242.
We certainly appreciate the Government of Ontario's intent to provide more tools to municipalities to dealing with enforcement when encampments set up in public parks. We do know that all public parks are there for the enjoyment of all, and many people have made comment that encampments and associated activities with encampments was leading to a situation where they feel they couldn't get public access and use of public parks. So we went through the legislation. We felt the legislation needed a little more clarity. And of course, this is the Valenti decision dealing with the region of Waterloo, not the City of Waterloo. We got to make that clear. So we made some suggestions. For example, the Valenti decision would allow in shelters illegal use of drugs. And we believe that the legislation should specifically outlaw that kind of activity taking place at shelters simply for the fact of safety for other residents that find themselves in shelters.
But I would like to clarify that this Waterloo decision, a court decision made by Ontario Superior Court Justice Valente, does not directly allow illegal substances in shelters. It's a court decision made in January of 2023, which rejected the eviction of encampment residents in the regional municipality of Waterloo. And the City of Peterborough is using this decision as an example of an unworkable standard, stating that the Waterloo decision, quote, includes a requirement to provide shelter spaces that must accommodate illicit drug use and other activities that could put shelter residents, workers, and volunteers at risk, end quote. However, here's the quote that seems to be referenced by the City of Peterborough. In the decision, Justice Valente writes, quote, I accept that it is simply not a matter of counting the number of spaces. To be of any real value to the homeless population, the space must meet their diverse needs, or in other words, the spaces must be truly accessible. If the available spaces are impractical for homeless individuals, either because the shelters do not accommodate couples, are unable to provide required services, impose rules that cannot be followed due to addictions, or cannot accommodate mental or physical disability, they are not low barrier and accessible to the individuals they are meant to serve, end quote. Ultimately, the Waterloo decision deemed it a violation of a person's charter rights to evict them from an encampment if there are no shelter spaces available to them that are also accessible. And this proposed amendment would mean that shelter spaces would be considered adequate regardless of rules related to substance use within that shelter. The motion to suggest an amendment passed 9 votes for and 2 votes against. So, CFFF spoke with Councillor Joy LaChica, one of the two that voted against the motion.
This council motion is really against the approach of Housing First and the importance of creating not only step one, but step two and step three, to create those supports for the next phases of getting our most vulnerable back on their feet again, and to addressing the systemic issues. We're in an economically destabilized society with increasing disparities, and our most vulnerable continue to be at risk. So I feel that our motion is leading us down a path that doesn't uphold addressing our housing first strategy, and that housing is a human right, and we don't want the possibility of notwithstanding clauses coming in the way of the good work that we need to be doing.
Right now, this is just a suggested amendment to provincial legislation. But what is clear is that if the City of Peterborough were to receive funding from these two provincial programs, they would, as confirmed by Mayor Leal, be pursuing the removal of encampments in Peterborough. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wenong.